Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely this afternoon, lower to mid 80s with wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms into the overnight hours, some that rain heavy in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, cooler temperatures in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, isolated showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid 40s. Right now, it's 73.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, Good Tuesday. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt has issued a legal opinion declaring that new and aggressive state policy for taxing online sales is invalid. Top Republicans in the GOP-controlled legislature immediately demanded yesterday that Democratic Governor Laura Kelly require the Department of Revenue to rescind the policy. The department issued a notice in August saying any remote seller doing business with Kansas residents must collect state and local sales taxes and forward the revenues to the state starting today. It cited a U.S. Supreme Court decision last year allowing states to collect such taxes. Officials at a southeast Kansas zoo say a cougar that got out of its enclosure has been recaptured. The cougar got loose yesterday morning at Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo in Independence. City officials said later yesterday the animal was captured and it had not left the zoo. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
This is John Sidorek with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways. And proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ Truck Repair, Mound Ridge. The Drug Enforcement Administration says it will return to southwest Kansas due to increased drug trafficking in the area. Yesterday morning, the agency announced it will reopen its Garden City office that closed back in 2017. KWCH-TV reports yesterday's announcement brings two special agents and four task force officers to work with law enforcement in the southwest quadrant of the state. Their main focus will be fighting the sale and use of methamphetamine and opioids. A southeast Kansas child is dead in what officials are calling a murder-suicide. Police in Parsons identified the suspect shooter as Zachary Castanera, who shot a man in the face, and then, as officers were searching for him, they received a call from him threatening suicide. Officers entered a home and found Castanera had shot his 7-year-old daughter in the head and then took his own life. KSN reports the 7-year-old girl died at a hospital. Castanera died at the scene. Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. A city council in western Nebraska considering barring anyone from feeding geese and other wild critters inside city limits. The Tarrytown Council scheduled a third and final reading and vote for Thursday on a proposed ordinance. Violators would face fines of $5 for each offense, but court costs could raise the punishment to near $60. The proposed ordinance says feeding wild animals and waterfowl is detrimental to the animals as well as being a public health and safety hazard. Nebraska officials say they've received the state's first report of a death associated with vaping. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services said yesterday the unidentified person died back in May, was older than 65, and lived in the Omaha area. No other details were given. Nebraska currently has 11 cases of vaping-related illness and 2 under investigation. Mid-America Network News. Having problems with your truck or trailer? MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mount Ridge, Kansas is here to help. Get reliable trailer and truck repair services when you need it the most from technicians who have your best interest in mind. MJ's Truck Repair ASE certified technicians have years of experience in handling repair problems of all types. And MJ's does their work at competitive prices that won't burn a hole in your pocket. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive. Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved an option to use temporary notes to fund the balance of a new fire station proposed for construction on North 20th Street. The decision as to financing is required in advance of a grant submission, which is now being finalized. Initial projections were to utilize $430,000 that the city currently has available, coupled with the potential of a $600,000 grant that would fully fund $1 million structure. The architect returned with a $1.2 million estimate during a presentation to the council this summer. Then, as the grant application was considered, soft costs were added, now bringing total construction estimates to $1.6 million, leaving the city short some $500,000 to $600,000 to fully fund the facility. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Four of the eight tracts of the tax sale were sold, with three property and one mineral rights that did not sell. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director Ellen Barber reported the Frankfort Housing Grant will be turned in this week. The grant was written for construction of two duplexes in Frankfort and will cover $400,000 of the $600,000 project. The remaining $200,000 will be obtained via a loan, either from a local bank or through the housing assistance. These duplexes are for moderate-income families. There is adequate room in this location for more duplexes, and this will be pursued in the future. Barber stated plans are moving forward for the Blue Rapids grocery store, indicating that $50,000 and possibly additional startup money for the store was from a state donor. A motion was passed unanimously to designate $75,000 toward economic development, with $50,000 going toward Partnership for Growth, $4,200 to Marshall County Tourism, and the remainder at the board's discretion. Washington County Commissioners, meeting last Monday, conducted mostly routine business. They opened discussion with the Washington City Administrator, plans for the next phase of construction on B Street, planned next spring. Three intersections and two blocks, including College Street, will be closed. Carl Chalfant emphasized the College Street intersection would be closed, regardless of the scope of the project, forcing detours. Commissioners suggested waiting until after school dismissal in May in order to accommodate traffic, but Chalfant urged an April 15th start, hoping for more competitive bids. He stated alternative routes could be arranged. They further discussed a potential grant that could expand the project parameters, allowing additional work on a cost-match basis. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday. The zoning presentation was postponed until the September 30th meeting. Commissioners are considering zoning as a way to regulate development of wind and solar farms. At last week's meeting, they spoke with a representative of the Flint Hills Regional Council about general procedures involved with the process. In response to a query, commissioners advised they would continue the program, allowing uninhabitable structure material from demolition be dumped at the county landfill for a maximum cost of $500 per structure. At the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last week, Extension Educator Nicole Stoner presented an update on the Extension Office. She received an Achievement Award from the National Association of County Agricultural Agents for 2019 in the North Central Region. Stoner has 8 years' service to Gage County and serves as Extension Educator in 11 counties in Southeast Nebraska. Gage County Sheriff is looking into hiring for deputy positions, and the Road and Bridge Committee discussed the need for an additional mechanic. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County Saturday afternoon. Linda Thomas, age 48, of Centralia, lost control when she overcorrected, rolling the vehicle on K63 north of 208th Road shortly after 1 p.m. Thomas was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital with possible injuries. September 20th, Patrick Brown, age 25, of Wetmore, lost control on Pine Street at 6th in Wetmore and struck a street sign. Brown was transported by ambulance to a local hospital. Homecoming activities were at Valley Heights High School Friday. Crown Queen was Samantha Vermetten and her court, Kennedy Stevenson and Haley Whitson. Crown King was Cole Coggins, along with Trey Martin and Tyler Wagner as candidates. Valley Heights won the homecoming football game versus Republic County. James L. Jim Sapp, age 62, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30, at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wymore. Burial Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Holy Cross Catholic Cemetery in Beamer, Nebraska. Visitation Monday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 8. Anthe Laughlin of at Funeral Home Wymore in charge of arrangements for Jim Sapp. Gail A. Sedlacek, age 74, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Memorial service is planned Thursday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Interment at a later date at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Laughlin of at Funeral Home Wymore in charge of arrangements for Gail Sedlacek. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork tender sandwich, potato wedges, carrots and applesauce. Tomorrow, Reuben casserole, a muffin, broccoli, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have this low pressure system. The center of the low is just to the north of Michigan, and a cold front extending through Wisconsin into the central and into the southern parts of the United States. It's going to be very, very, very slow moving over the next few days, sometimes stationary. So we have prolonged periods of showers and thunderstorms all the way into Wednesday night before finally tapering off and moving out of the area as we head into Thursday. So expect to see heavy rains. We do have flash flood watch basically all along this cold front as we head through today, continuing into tonight in some areas into tomorrow. Otherwise, we're going to see cool temperatures behind this low pressure system and this cold front. So looking at the forecast for this Tuesday, occasional showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures right around 83. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms with heavy rain in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain. And that's looking at your summary and forecast. This is weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early October 74. Record high on this date, 97 in 1938. The average low, 50, and the record low, 29, set in 1984. Sunset this evening, 7:06. Sunrise in the morning at 7:19. 75 degrees this morning in Marysville. Winds continue to favor the south at 5 to around 10 miles an hour. Showers noted to our west out in north-central Kansas, north of Beloit. Extending up towards Superior, Nebraska. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday. It's the 1st of October. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
The Steelers beat up the Bengals, and the league cracks down on Burfict. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Well, the Steelers sacked Andy Dalton 8 times as they picked up their first win of the season 27-3 over the Bengals on Monday Night Football.
Man, it feels really good to handle our business, and we did so tonight. Really just with outstanding effort in all three phases.
Quarterback Mason Rudolph threw for 229 yards and 2 touchdowns, earning his first victory while filling in for injured Ben Roethlisberger.
You know, unbelievable team win. We just, you know, a lot of leadership in the locker room and guys that know how to win, guys that have won a lot of games in their careers, and that when we stuck together all week, even though, you know, the rough start.
The Steelers improved to 1-3 while the Bengals fall to 0-4. Raiders linebacker Vontaze Burfict has been suspended for the rest of the season following his helmet-to-helmet hit on Colts tight end Jack Doyle. It's Burfict's 3rd suspension for an illegal hit. His agent says he plans to appeal the ban. A bad situation gets worse for the 0-4 Broncos. Linebacker Bradley Chubb is out for the season after partially tearing his ACL. Head coach Vic Fangio.
That's a huge loss. You know, he's one of our better players, obviously. He's a tempo setter. Great player, great person, leader, all that. You know, so it is a loss.
Chubb sustained the injury during Sunday's loss to the Jaguars. The Atlanta Falcons have traded 6th-round pick and linebacker Duke Raleigh to the Eagles for safety Jonathan Cyprian. The move comes weeks after starting safety Keanu Neal suffered a season-ending ACL tear. Baseball playoffs get underway today. The Nationals hosting the Brewers in the National League wildcard game. Max Scherzer will take the mound for Washington for his 14th postseason start.
Face them in the past, it's always been a challenge. I know when I face them in Milwaukee this year, they can grind out some ABs. They're really tough.
Brandon Woodruff is on the bump for Milwaukee.
You know, I'm just going to take the ball, and I'm going to stay in and pitch as long as I can until they, you know, take the ball away from me.
The teams met 6 times during the regular season. Milwaukee won that series 4-2. Todd Ant, ABC.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Good morning. I'm Sam Spang with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Tuesday morning through the Mid-America Ag Network. A loss of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement to the House impeachment inquiry could cripple the United States trade agenda, according to experts in and out of government. Lawmakers and staffers of both political parties are publicly predicting the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry will or may sideline USMCA worth billions of dollars for farmers and manufacturers. Lawmakers are off the next 2 weeks, leaving just 3 more legislative weeks in October and 2 in November, but impeachment will remain the House focus for the rest of the year. Department of Agriculture Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Ted McKinney, stressed USMCA's broader benefits in June.
I still think, though, the biggest one, though, is the message that passage of USMCA will send to the world. If we don't get this done, we're in deep trouble in terms of other negotiations we seek to do, because this is a good deal.
It is a talking point not lost on farm groups. An American Farm Bureau Federation Executive Vice President Dale Moore mentioned this.
Now we've got an opportunity to show the rest of the world that we're making these deals. We're working out trade agreements with our northern partner, our southern partner. Now we can go out and keep pressure on to, again, address things like the ongoing trade war that's going on with China, trying to get some progress made with the European Union, Great Britain, when they get the Brexit issue all sorted out.
Some of the farm leaders joined bipartisan agricultural lawmakers on the National Mall in September to rally behind USMCA. Moore says producers need trade and export certainty. He argues passing UMC is, quote, the way to get that started. With your latest check of agricultural news here on this Tuesday morning through the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Speck.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The grain stocks report Monday sent grain futures higher as estimates from USDA were lower than the market had expected. Old crop corn stocks totaled 2.11 billion bushels, down 1 point from September 1st of last year. USDA reports 753 million bushels stored on farm, up 22% from last year, but 331 million bushels below the last estimate by USDA. Meanwhile, old crop soybean stored at 913 million bushels, up 108% from last year. Soybean stock stored on farms, 265 million bushels, up 162% from a year ago. All wheat stored totaled 2.38 billion bushels, down slightly from a year ago. Old crop grain and sorghum stored totaled 63.7 million bushels, up 83% from a year ago. USDA announced it would resurvey producers for the small grains summary, as many crops not harvested at the time of the survey earlier in the year. Senator Debbie Stabenow wants the Trump administration to explain its plan to fill jobs for USDA agencies moving to the Kansas City metro. Last week, she sent a letter to Ag Secretary Perdue seeking more information on how the move will delay operations at the Economic Research Service and National Institute for Food and Agriculture. Stabenow is the top Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee, points out that more than 75% of reassigned employees opted not to relocate on top of already high vacancy rates, adding the relocation has left the agencies with little ability to do their important work. Stabenow said it's clear the lack of capacity affecting farm bill implementation. She raised several questions about the impact of staffing shortages and requests a thorough explanation of how the department plans to fill the job capacities at both sub-agencies. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. So the big question right now for corn and bean farmers is, are the crops going to mature in time before the frost comes? More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Jerry Gulke of the Gulke Group in Hinsdale, Illinois, has spent his life as both a farmer and also as a marketer of grain. His company helps agribusiness manage risk through the grain markets. He went out on about a 1,200-mile drive recently across the Midwest to check out the crops, and his windshield tour shows a lot of promise.
That crop looked like, wow, looks great, but not for September, you know. So it has the potential, and that's the problem we have out there is we've been asked, and the farmers have been asked, so all things being equal, good weather from here, no early frost, what's the potential? And you kind of shrug your shoulders, you say, you know, it might be APH or better. And yet when you get out in the field, you just got to wonder, scratch your head. A late frost, some of this isn't going to make it.
Generally, across the Midwest, we've had some warm weather recently. Wet in many cases, but still warm. That has to help.
Yes, and unless there's been damage done already. And certainly, I think it's helping that late crop. I forget the number of acres, but a significant amount of 40% or 30-some percent of the crop was planted after June 5th. In years past, that never happens. You know, I didn't want to plant corn after May 25th. And so we'll see. And we've not had a year like this in the past where it's been too wet and been damaged like that in this late of a year. 2009 comes to memory. It took all year, all harvest to finally realize that crop wasn't there. And maybe that's where we're at now. We've got to roll the combines and see what we have. And goodness, I'd hate to have the unknowns out there until January of 2020. You know, that's a long time yet.
As more and more combines roll and we get those yield reports from the cabs, will those move the market?
In corn, it's low enough now that I think the market is underestimating what has happened with the late crop. There's not that early harvested corn to fill that pipeline to sell some stuff. On Thursday, we had really good exports finally in corn. So we're going to need to buy some corn to get it out of the country, maybe get back to normal exports from they're going to be down from last year, even that, but still to fill it. You know, there's 2.2 or 2.4 billion bushels of corn left over, yet they're having a hard time finding it. So I think that basis stays tight until we're well into it. I don't think that you're gonna have a lot of harvest pressure because the farmers have grain bins. They know how to store this stuff. It would take a bigger yield, and I think we'll be suspect of anything near 170 for quite a while.
Back after this.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Things change today. We'll look for moderate temperatures. In fact, we're starting at about an average high, 75 this morning in Marysville. Could approach 80 today on a cold front moving in that may prompt some showers or thunderstorms later today. A broad band of mostly light showers extending all the way out of northwest Oklahoma through southwest Kansas, through the central part of our state, and up into south-central Nebraska. That activity to our west, approaching U.S. Highway 81.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Khalil Herbert sat out the Jayhawks game against TCU on Saturday for undisclosed reasons. Herbert has only played in four games for KU this season. If he elects to sit out the rest of the year, he'd be eligible for a redshirt year per NCAA rules. In his four games with KU, Herbert has rushed for 384 yards and two touchdowns off 43 carries. While we're talking, KU rapper Snoop Dogg will be performing as part of KU's Late Night in the Fog basketball tip-off. That free event takes place at Allen Field House this Friday. The event gets underway at 6:30 Friday evening. Doors open for KU students at 4:30. NFL news, the Denver Broncos' Bradley Chubb was diagnosed with a torn ACL that requires surgery and ends his season. And Oakland Raiders linebacker Vontaze Burfict was suspended yesterday for the rest of the season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. We visit with the area coaches each evening following sports at around 5:20. Monday spotlight on Southern and Diller O'Dell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Plus, join us for live coverage of our Game of the Week and Marysville Home and Away games, live on KNDY.
Nothing livens up the backyard like a well-stocked bird feeder. A few tips for beginners today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 1st, the 274th day of the year. Former President Jimmy Carter celebrates his 95th birthday, and on this day 50 years ago, the Beatles' Abbey Road album was released in the U.S. If you've never had a backyard bird feeder, October is the perfect time to try your hand. As natural food supplies diminish, birds will welcome a spot to supplement their diet. Food choice depends largely on your local bird population, but it's hard to go wrong with black oil sunflower seeds, known for attracting chickadees, finches, and cardinals. Suet feeders are popular with nuthatches and woodpeckers, and orioles appreciate fruit or grape jelly. Be patient. It can take several weeks for birds to discover your feeder and make it a regular hangout. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about backyard birding at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Just the music, it wasn't just the wine, some other kind of magic, sending shivers up my spine, and I was falling, and I fell for you. Darling, are we in trouble now? They say we're grown up. We've been searching all this time, and I wouldn't own up. Never would admit to flying. In the darkness, we found each other anyhow. Darling, are we in trouble now? When we talk, from a distant shore, and then we found each other, and all that we've been searching for.